Here's a number to sit with this morning, 5,784. That's how many words Bill Gates published overnight in a single essay warning that the world has no coherent plan for what artificial intelligence is about to do to the global economy. Not a tweet, not a soundbite, nearly 6,000 words from the man who helped build the digital age, essentially arguing that we are sleepwalking into a disruption we are wholly unprepared to manage. I'm Marcus Rodriguez and this is IntelliJix, your Wednesday, August 26th comprehensive news analysis.
I'm Sarah Chen, and that Gates essay is just one thread in a remarkably dense news day. We have MIT researchers announcing that AI can now complete the majority of undergraduate coursework, which lands very differently when you read it alongside Gates's warnings about mass job displacement. We'll dig into both and into a separate MIT finding about 4.6-billion-year-old meteorite dust that's rewriting what we thought we knew about how our solar system formed.
On the geopolitical front, Xi Jinping is making his first trip to Egypt in a decade, timed to an SCO summit that signals Beijing's continued effort to build an alternative diplomatic order. Meanwhile, satellite imagery shows new radar installations going up near China's South China Sea military base at Antelope Reef, structures analysts say look like early warning radar systems. That one's worth watching closely.
Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz is making unusually direct threats against what he's calling hybrid attackers, cyber saboteurs, and infrastructure disruption campaigns that have been escalating across NATO's eastern flank. And Israel has begun physically converting the UNRWA center it seized in East Jerusalem, which is going to generate significant diplomatic pressure.
In domestic politics, we have a Democratic socialist pulling off a primary runoff win in Oklahoma, of all places, which tells you something genuinely interesting about how economic anxiety is scrambling traditional partisan alignments. The Secret Service confirmed it's aware of an Iranian video making threats against Barron Trump, and the DOJ is threatening to demolish the Kennedy Center if a court blocks its renovation plans. That last one still feels surreal every time I say it out loud.
On the tech and business side, Tesla's robotaxi is generating real rider complaints in Texas around routing failures, which matters enormously for the credibility of Elon Musk's autonomous vehicle timeline. Meta is back in court over its teen safety practices, and a former Instagram employee's testimony is making things very uncomfortable for the company. Stanley Druckenmiller casually disclosed that he used AI to write a Wall Street Journal op-ed attacking Treasury Secretary Bessent, which opens up a whole conversation about transparency and financial commentary. And there's a fascinating story about an AI team that turned down Jeff Bezos's Prometheus fund to launch their own physics-focused AI lab.
Callaway Golf's CEO admitted to approving an advertisement that showed a woman being physically shoved, and the backlash has been significant. Mitch McConnell is back in the news after a viral video raised fresh questions about his capacity to serve. And NOAA is now putting the odds of a super El Niño this fall at 95%, with California facing its most serious coastal flooding threat in at least 8 decades. We'll get through all of it. Let's start with Gates.